I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thank you for being here. If you were hoping for things to cool off with North Korea over the weekend, you'd be disappointed, not to mention anxious. The North Koreans started the weekend with a failed missile test, and today they're hinting at more weapons tests soon, including steps to bring North Korea's nuclear capabilities up to, quote, the maximum. On the U.S. side, President Trump has been sending mixed messages. Today he told Bloomberg News that he'd be open to meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un under the right circumstances. But yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation, Trump said this about Kim Jong-un.
If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
Not happy mean military action?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
President Trump yesterday on Face the Nation on CBS. Susan Glasser is the chief international affairs columnist at Politico. So pretty tough talk there, Susan. How much of a break with protocol is this kind of diplomacy from our president?
Donald Trump has been much, much more willing to rattle his sabers, to talk tough on North Korea than any recent president. And there's a reason that the military option has not been one that American leaders have talked that much about. And that's because our ally, South Korea, is incredibly vulnerable to a massive and devastating conventional military attack from North Korea, should we choose to go the military route to try to take out their nuclear weapons program.
And yet we'll see, kind of sounds like what it is, the option of using the U.S. military on North Korea is on the table, which is probably what a lot of former presidents and officials might have said, right?
Well, sure. You know, over and over again, Americans understand that in the midst of negotiations, you have to have at least a credible deterrent in that you would be willing to use military force. And that was always one of the problems Barack Obama faced in his negotiations with Iran. Was he really prepared to use military force and scramble the jets, if you will, if his negotiations with them broke down? A lot of people thought no. Now, the question is, with Donald Trump, is he really willing to do so? I think people are scared that the answer might be yes.
It feels and looks like saber rattling. Do you hear it that way? And is it helpful?
We'll see. I think some of the pressure that Trump is trying to generate is, in fact, to try to get others like the Chinese to help come up with and solve problems in a way they haven't been willing to do up until now with North Korea. So we'll see. But I do think that's kind of the aim of this martial rhetoric isn't necessarily to get Kim Jong-un to say, okay, never mind, although I'm sure everybody would be happy if that was the case. But it's also more to change the negotiating context in the region.
This weekend, President Trump invited Philippines leader Rodrigo Duterte, a very controversial figure, to the White House. How different is that from President Obama reaching out to a country like Iran?
Well, I think it's pretty dramatically different. First of all, President Obama did not invite the Ayatollah Khamenei to Washington to stay at the White House. And I think had he done that, there would have been an understandable outcry. Trump's invitation to Duterte, who is accused of horrific human rights abuses, his willingness to engage with and go beyond just engaging with, but praising openly, lavishing hospitality, entertainment, and words of praise that really matter in their politics to authoritarian leaders like Egypt's president, Sisi, I think it marks a stark departure from anything we've seen from any modern president.
There are also many Europeans dealing with their own versions of Trump and Trumpism, but so far nothing colored by the threat of nuclear war. How do you think Europe sees all of this?
Look, there's nowhere in the world that is both a closer ally and partner of the United States and that is more freaked out by Donald Trump than Europe. Culturally, this is the dividing line. You know, it's almost like blue America versus red America. Well, Europe is definitely in the camp of blue America. And, you know, I was just there reporting over the last few days, and the level of alarm, even after 3 months, remained extremely high.
A lot has been made, and I want to get back to North Korea on this, about Trump employing the madman theory in dealing with Kim Jong-un and North Korea. In other words, saying stuff that makes him seem crazy enough to do it. What do you think Pyongyang sees when they see him pretending to be a madman?
The issue that all of these world leaders are asking, right, is Donald Trump unpredictable or is he just inexperienced and inconsistent? Is he acting crazy like a fox or just crazy? And it's amazing that 100 days into the presidency, we haven't answered those questions here in the United States, and I don't think his global interlocutors have either.
Susan Glasser, chief international affairs columnist at Politico. Always great to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.